Have you heard the moments, Dean?
This morning, when mizbeinin a little bit in Parshas Toldos, we look at the Sedra. And perhaps before we look at the Sedra, we want to get some understanding or some guidance to understand Mazois Osel Kimlonu, what's happening in the world. To understand Chevel Moshiach, we don't understand. Chevel Moshiach, Chazal tell us, the eighth of Chevel Moshiach is Yasoig B'Torig Mules Chasodim. This morning I wanted to suggest a pshat in Yasoig B'Torig Mules Chasodim, which is based on an inyan in this parasha. If you ask what Chevel Moshiach are for, perhaps one can suggest four reasons for Chevel Moshiach. The first may be that because Chevel Moshiach aren't understood, they require a person to come to Bitl Hadas. And that's a tikkun of Chet Eitz Hadas, which brings Geula. The second is Yir Shinoi Lamazeh. A person's Messiah, she gives up hope. All the things he trusted, he believed in, he relied upon, he realized he can't rely on any of them. The safety he thought he had, the security, the health, the family, the everything, all the things which he relied upon, he can't rely upon. It says, Misyayish bo'ilam azeh, and the oilam agashmi is completely beyond him. In such a matzav yish bo'ilam azeh, he comes to a greater hisbatlus, greater closeness to oilam abo, to oilam haruchni. Chevel Moshiach, besides that, is understood perhaps in Hachno, that there's no pride left, there's no sense of strength. That Hachno, that humbling, enables us to be mevatel sinas chinam. Because sinas chinam comes from yeshus, from the belief in oneself, the belief in one's own superiority. And Hachno, there isn't any anymore. So it's the end of sinas chinam. If sinas chinam is masukin, the Beis HaMikdash will be here, the Bidur Chevel Moshiach. Another mahalach, perhaps, in Chevel Moshiach is, it brings us back to the Darga of the Ovis. We know that the place of the Mizbeach is the Mokum Akedas Yitzchok, the ultimate Bitl Adas. So that return to Mokum Akeda through Chevel Moshiach makes us roy for Beis HaMikdash, for Mokum HaMizbeach. Another pshat, you could say, perhaps, would be the Maral. The Maral's says in Netzach Yisrael that Beis HaMikdash stood b'schus the Ovus, so we have to have a shaychus to schus the Ovus. And the Ovus, like the Chazal tell us at the beginning of in Shemois, in the Medrash, Chaval al da'avdim lo'y mishtakhin. The Ovus had all sorts of challenges, things which made absolutely no sense to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises this and he doesn't seem to carry it out. Chaval da'avdim lo'y mishtakhin, and that's b'chinas Ovus, that's Beis HaMikdash. One further mahalach, perhaps, in Chevel Moshiach is that the tzoras amoyer rachmim in us, that we feel a tremendous sense of compassion, tremendous sense of sympathy, tremendous sense of mercy towards those who suffer, those who are closest to the suffering. So if it's Ma'ir Rachmim in us, it's Ma'ir Rachmim Shemaim as well, to end tzoras, to end suffering, to bring Geula. These are all thoughts which occurred to me as Mahalchim in Chevel Moshiach. Maybe one more Mahalach one could suggest in Chevel Moshiach. That for Gula to come about, there has to be Hishtoichikus. There has to be a real desire, a real wanting. You only get what you want. You can only have Gilui Ruchnius if you really want it. So what causes the real wanting of Ruchnius is the giving up hope, is the abandonment of all other beliefs, all other things one could trust in. Let's look at the Parsha's Toldos, and see how this is Mekusha, how it's connected to the Sedra. There's a very difficult and very obvious question which is asked about the brochas that Yitzchok Avinu gave to Yaakov. The most obvious question to ask about the brochas is, a broch is from somebody's mind, somebody's thoughts. And since Yitzchok Avinu believed that he was giving a brocha to Esav, and he intends the brocha to be Esav's brocha, what use is it for Yaakov? What does Yaakov gain from getting Esav's brocha? It's not his brocha bichlal. It's Esav's. So the kavona is to give a brocha to Esav. Whoever is standing there, the kavona is to give this brocha to Esav. What's the use of taking away the brocha, which is not your brocha? That's besides any of the issues regarding Haroma. How could Yaakov do it? Yaakov's Ish Emes. So of course we know he did it only because his mother told him to. To which you could ask a simple halacha question. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymin. Who do you listen to? It says, Ish imoy vavaturov eshab soy satishmoiru. Your mother or your father tells you to do something which isn't correct. You take no notice of your parents. You have no obligation to listen to your parents when they tell you to do something k'neged the Torah. Sheker is sheker. Yaakovin is ish emes. Rivka Imenu says, I want you to go and masquerade as your brother. I want you to pretend that you're Esav. Take advantage of Yitzchok's blindness. Yaakov should say, that I've got a Torah to keep. Midvash Sheker Tirchok. So you can tell me it's before Matan Torah. It's Nachals. Nachals Shver. He was the Torah kept before he was given. Says Avraham Avinu even kept Erev Tavshilin. So what are you saying over here? Yitzchok Avinu was fooled by Yaakov. What's the pshat? So there's a phenomenal sfasemus we're going to come to be mazbir the inyan, which is very near to us as well. Besides the issue of the invalidity of the brocha won't be the right brocha to receive, we have the point of that the brocha won't be received at all. Whether it's right or wrong. So how can we answer the question both that the brocha will work and that it's the right brocha to get? After the whole episode of taking the brochas, we see something else in the Torah. Rivka Imenu says to Yaakov, you better run for your life. Do you know why? Your brother's going to kill you. Stay far away until I send you the message to come back home. Until you hear that Shuv Hamas Ochicha Mimcha, until the anger's gone away. And what do we find? No such thing. Does it say Esav stopped hating Yaakov? He was now best of friends. Well, it does say at the moment they met. It's a question of Noshke B'choliboy. Not Noshke B'choliboy. Was it sincere? Was it not sincere? But it was only momentarily. It wasn't that Yaakov Avinu now had a wonderful relationship with Esav. Esav loved him, and everything was fine and good again. So why does Yaakov come back? Just because Yosef is born. says, once Yosef is born, he says, oh, it's time to go home. What do you mean it's time to go home? Rivka hasn't sent any message to say that the danger's passed. The danger hasn't passed. You can't go back home. What bracha does Yaakov receive? Within the bracha that Yaakov receives, he hears v'yitin l'cho. V'yitin l'cho elikim mital ha-shamayim. V'yitin l'cho. Yitain v'yachso v'yitain. He'll give and he'll give again. Yitin l'cho, he'll give and he'll give again. Why does it, what's it mean, he'll give and he'll give again? V'yitin l'cho elikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you. So why is he giving it back again? The same thing again? If it's not the same thing again, then what is the second giving? He's already given you Mital Shemayim Shemayim Noris. If he means he's continually going to give you, that's again not Yitin V'yachse V'yitin. V'yachse means give back. If it means to continually give, it shouldn't say V'yachse V'yitin. It should say Yitin V'yosef L'itin or something like that. It should not say V'yachse. What's this V'yachse V'yitin? The Sa'as Shel Esav tries to attack Yaakov Vinu. Sa'as Shel Esav is a koyach ruchni. What's he got against Yaakov? Why is he trying to attack Yaakov? He's a koyach ruchni. And what damage does he do? Vayigav b'chaf yireichoi, that's doyrois or tamchin doyraisa, future generations of Klal Yisrael, those who support the Torah. What's that got to do with Sa'as Shel Esav? This very important medrash, very well known medrash, Chaim Shmulevitz makes a whole shmuz on this medrash, this week's sedra. Vayorach Esreach Begodov. It says that when Yaakov Vinu came in, he came into he came in to get a brocha. Vayigash, it's in Medrash Rabbah Samach Hei Ois Chav Zayin Ois Chav Beis, depending which Ois you go with. It says, Vayigash Vayishak lo, he came in, he kissed him, Vayorach Esreach Begodov, and Yitzchok smelt the smell of the clothes that Yaakov was wearing. Om Rav Yochanan, Ein lecho dovo shereichoi koshim na shetev azeh shel izim, v'at amart, Vayorach Esreach Begodov, Vayorcheu. Elo b'shosh nichnas, Ovinu Yaakov, Eitzlovim nichnas ayim Gan Eden. Gan Eden came with him. Dovo ache, another pshat, Vayorach Esreach Begodov Vayvorcheu Kegoin Yosef Meshisav Yokum Mishtroyos. What is Yorach Esreach Begodov? He smelt the smell of his clothes, the smell of Boigdov, the traitors. The traitor's smell was smelt by Yaakov, by Yitzchak Avinu when Yaakov came in. Descendants of Yaakov Avinu, like Yosef Meshisa and Yochum Mishtreus. Who are these people? Yosef Meshisa, B'shoa Shebikshu Soinim Lekonis the Harabayis. When the enemies wanted to enter Harabayis, Omru Yekonis Mehem Ovehem Tchilo. So the enemies said, let Klal Yisrael, let there be people from Klal Yisrael, traitors in Klal Yisrael who will enter first to plunder the Beis HaMikdash. Amrin Lei, so they said to them, oh, you go in, Umadat Mapik Didoch. Whatever you have, take out is yours. Nichnas v'hoitzi menor shel zov. So this Yosef Meshisa went in and he took out a golden menorah. Omrulois, they said to him, Ein Daka Shel Hedin Lishtamish Bezu. They hadn't meant such a, they didn't intend to be so generous and to let him get away with a golden menorah. So they gave an excuse. They said, you know, it's inappropriate for somebody of your station to be, to have such a magnificent candelabra. It's not pasta, it's pastach nisht. It's pastach nisht. Yeah? Don't go out with this menorah. El Uzman Tinyonus, go in a second time, Madad Mapik Didoch. You can take out whatever you like. It's all yours. V'loy kibul alav. Amr Pinchas nosloy meches gimul shonim loy kibul alav. They gave him the right to collect taxes for 3 years and pocket all the money, and he still wasn't willing to accept it. Amr he said, loy dai shechasti lo lekai pam achas. Isn't it bad enough that I've infuriated my God once? Ela shachisenu pam shniyo. I should do so a second time. Me osu lo inosnu oisei b'chamoy shechoroshim oyim nasrim boi hoyim tzaveach v'oyim evai oy oy shechasti liboiri. Unbelievable thing. He was tortured with this chamoy shechoroshim, with a carpenter's plane that they scraped off his parts of his body with this instrument and tortured him to death. And as they were torturing him, he screamed, "Oy oy shechasti leboiri." He had tremendous regret for the fact that he was the one to enter the Beis Hamikdash and to steal from the Beis Hamikdash to enable the Moisoilim, the Soinim, to enter Harabais. And Yochem Ishtroyros, this Yochem Ishtroyros is particularly Nagir to a Mahalach a little bit in what's going on at the moment. Because none of us can take it in at all, what's happening. It's much like this week, it's like Chevron, it's like we can't be massacred it at all. Like the massacre in Chevron. We can't be toifus. This medrash in this week's parish is epis something. V'yochem Yisroyrois hoya ben achos Rabbi Yosef ben Yehezer. Yochem Yisroyrois was the nephew of Rabbi Yosef ben Yehezer. Yisroyrois v'avarochav susya b'shabata. He was riding his horse on Shabbos. Azal kumesh sharisul mitztavlo om lachamei susi d'arkev imori v'chamei susich d'arkev achmoroch om aloi im kach machisav kav chayim l'esir tzoyne. It's unbelievable, mice. What happened? It says that the soldiers or the police, the soldiers were accompanying Yosi ben Yehezer Ishtreida on his way to the gallows. They were about to execute him. And this Yosef Meshisa, this Yochem Yisroyrois, who was the nephew, who was riding a horse. Why was he riding a horse? Because the Greek king had put him on this horse. And he said, "You are the one who's learning Torah. You are the one who is Mekayim Mitzvahs. And look what's happening to you. You're being taken to execution. And look at me. I'm the one who doesn't do anything which the Torah wants. I'm the one who doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs. Look what's happening to me. I'm on the horse which the king has honored me with." This was the taina that the nephew of Yosef ben Yehezer said to Yosef ben Yehezer when Yosef ben Yehezer is on his way to execution. So what did he answer him back? What was the uncle's answer? Did he give him a pshat? Did he give him a mahalach in Ashkofa to explain Tzadik V'Raloi? No. All he says to him is, "Im kach l'machisov kal v'choyme lo'ise ritzoynoi." This is what he said, incredible thing. This Tzadik who's dying, he says, if this is what they do to me because I'm a Rosha, because I'm machisov, he said to him this way. He said to his uncle, he said, "This is what they're doing to you. So what? Kal v'chaimer lo iser et zaynoi." No, he answered that way around. I got it wrong. He started off by saying, the nephew said to the uncle, "Look what they're doing to you." So the uncle answers back, "Im kach l'machisov." What did the uncle say? The uncle said, "I see you're getting tremendous covered. The king is giving you so much covered. And you are Machisov. Kavuchayma, that the people who are Yisrael Tzoyna, the people who are doing the will of Hashem, they will surely get tremendous reward. Because Haraya, you get so much reward when you are Machisov. So he answers back to his uncle, I don't understand what you're talking about. Look what's happening to you. The uncle's mahalach was to focus on the covet given to his nephew. So the nephew says back to his uncle, but I don't understand. You are Oyser at Sinai. So the uncle answers back, Im kach la Oyser at Sinai. If the Oyser at Sinai are suffering so much, kal v'chaymel amach isof, imagine the suffering that's going to happen to those who infuriate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to those who don't keep Torah mitzvahs. Nichmes boy hadova keres shel achno. Holach v'kayim ba'atzmar mises bezdin skilis reif herik v'chanek. So it made him do tshuva. He completely turned over. That thing turned him back the mamish the other way from being not just a rosha, but somebody who was chepering his uncle, the big tzaddik, at the time of his execution. Can't imagine the darga of cruelty and wickedness. He sees his uncle, the big tzaddik, the Tana, is about to be executed by the goyim. And at that moment, he chooses to approach him and chepe him and say, make fun and say, you're so frum, and look what's happening to you. And his uncle says the right thing, which completely turns him over. Totally turns him over. What's the uncle's perspective? He says a phenomenal chiddush. He says, I look at your kavod and I see you're getting such kavod when you're a rosha. So kavuchayim the oisur tzoynoi in olam habo, they're going to get phenomenal scha in Gan Eden. So he has the kasha, he gives him a teretz. When Yaakov Avinu comes in to his father, he's coming into Yitzchok to get a brocha. What does Yitzchok sense? Yitzchok senses this is Klal Yisrael. This is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. The greatness of Klal Yisrael is in the nephew and in the uncle. In both sides. The greatness of the uncle that B'shas Misosoi, he has that perspective. He's got no tainas. He's got no kashas on Anog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has no tainas at all. On the contrary, he just looks at something to explain to his nephew this, the Schar B'Gan Eden. And the godless of the nephew, that he can be in this hapach, he can turn over in 1 second from being the Rosha Marusha whose cruelty and whose wickedness is Adla Hafli, and he can turn over completely from that side all the way to the other way, to become a Baal Tshuva on that instant, that moment he becomes a Baal Tshuva. From what? What makes him Baal Tshuva? The Pele is he becomes a Baal Tshuva from Chevle Moshiach. He becomes a Baal Tshuva from Hester. He becomes a Baal Tshuva from seeing something which makes no sense whatsoever. That such a big tzaddik, the Yosef ben Yeezer, is taken out Lemisa. That Gufa brings him back. So we think to ourselves, this week, we have no pshat. Can we explain he didn't coming to shul up at 6 in the morning, davening. In the middle of davening, they're murdered. For what? Why wasn't the mitzvah Megan? Why wasn't the davening Megan? Why wasn't why wasn't Eretz Yisrael Megan? Why wasn't Yerushalayim Megan? Why wasn't the Kriya Shema Megan? Why wasn't Talis and Tefillin Megan? We have a pshat? We have no pshat whatsoever. So we think when we see something that we have no understanding of, when we see witness Chevli Mashiach and they're completely beyond our soga, we think that's the challenge which Chalila will break us. We see, no, take it like Yosef ben Yeezer Shtreider's nephew, Yochum Shtreider's, Vayorach Esreach Begodov. Why is that Mekusha to Birchas Yitzchak? Let's take a look at the beginning of the parasha. The Ben Moshe says that there's a Zohar Kodesh. Vayeta Yitzchok L'Hashem L'Noichach Ishtoi Ki Akorohi Vayos L'Hashem Ata Rivka Ishtoi. The Zohar says, Al Tikri Vayesaloi Ela Vayechataloi Chatira Chotelei Kudshabricha V'Kobelei. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a tunnel, Yitzchak made a tunnel, and Kodesh Baruch Hu was mekabel him through the tunnel. Ukedein v'atah Rivka Ishtoi, through that Rivka was able to conceive, to have a child. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to make a tunnel. And then it says, Toch hazi, go and see Esrin Shnin Ishtoi Yitzchak and Mitzvah La'elitis Adet Solos Loisei Begin the Kudsh Bricha Yisra B'tzlois and Tzadikaya B'shat Bo and Kamei Tzlois Lomad Yitzrich My time begin the Yisra B'yitois Rabbis Kudsh L'chol Mad Yitzrich B'tzlois and Tzadikaya. It's a very interesting Zohar. The Zohar says, why is it that the Rebbein Shem doesn't listen to the Tfilis of the Tzadikim when they ask for things which they need? It's in order they should be mispallel more and more, so that their tefillahs will help for other people. So that anyone who needs that particular yeshua which the tzaddik's davening for himself, the other people who are in need of those tefillahs, they'll receive it because the tzaddik didn't get what he wanted. Since the tzaddik didn't get what he wanted, and therefore he had to carry on davening and davening and davening for years and years and years for that same thing, and he wasn't granted immediately, therefore all the other people who need that particular yeshua, they are going to be nene from the tefillah of the tzaddik, even though the tzaddik wasn't davening for them, the tzaddik was davening for himself. So he says, what's going on over here? Yitzchok's tefillah shouldn't be answered for. It's the Dairus, the Klal Yisrael should come into existence. That's why Yitzchak needs to have children. Without that, there's no Klal Yisrael if there's no Yaakov Avinu. So for that, it was necessary to have a Bob Machteres, a Hester, like it says, Menashe HaMelech, who the Shvokh didn't want to listen to his tshuva because of Midas HaDin, the Malochim Ma'akev, and so the Shvokh made a Machteres Berakia, and he was Mekabel him, below Yediyas Midas HaDin, it says there. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Gimel. What's the pshat? The answer is, Avraham Avinu was never mispalled to have children. Avraham Avinu never davened for children. Yitzchak davened. Why did Avraham Avinu never daven to have children? Why not? Yeah. Shinateva. But he needs to have children. It's the whole future. Kadosh Baruch Hu has promised him. Why does Avraham Avinu never have to daven for children? Never daven for children. And the emes is that something which is lemalam nateva, it says there's mashon and kedushin, something lemalam nateva, a ness which happens through tefillah isn't called ness. It's not called ness. A ness that happens through tefillah isn't called ness. Why? Because that's chelik of teva. There's such a thing called tefillah. Davening. So if you can daven when something can't be, you can also daven. You can have a kashan at the Gemara in Brochus about a person who's mispalel after 40 days, the child should be a zocher, it's a tefillah shov. A kashan shikul. I have to think of a teretz for that. But Avraham Avinu did daven. Where do you see daven? Where does it say in the posse?
He brings in after the Magda Amidana, the Hebrew name of tefillah.
No, there it says he davened. It's true. But what about all the years till then? But until all the years till then, it never mentions the worst word about Avraham Avinu davening for children. The Pella. Why didn't he daven? Why doesn't the Torah tell us he davened? So he says, the Ben Moshe brings him a Makor, that he was mispal beliboy. He's mispal, it says, Tzoak libo mel Hashem. There's a koyach of tzaoka believe that even when somebody doesn't daven with his mouth, he davens in his heart. And that was mesukan al yidei Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu set that up l'dairus. Because there, if it's al yidei halev, there's no ma'akvim through Malach HaShoris. Whatever that means. There's a koyach in tzak libam. So let's look. What was going on over here? There's a choshech, there's a darkness. There's a darkness of Yitzchak Avinu not seeing. What's it for? So the Semes says, Bevadai hoyo birchas Yitzchak le'esav ba'oifun shoyo esav meruch me'akdusha. Sheim kolze yuchal limtsoy he'oras ha'kdusha. Yitzchak Avinu knows very well that Esav is Esav. He hasn't been hoodwinked. He hasn't been misled. He hasn't been deceived. He knows very well Esav is Esav and Yaakov is Yaakov. He hasn't got any delusions. Bevadai gam Yitzchok yoda she'enoi tzadik. But what did Yitzchok think? She'oid yuchal iskariv l'kdusha. He can still come back. Ubrocho zu not al Yaakov uladoyrois lezaroi shegam shanachnu rechoikim nuchal limtzei nekudas hakdusha. It's a meridik of pshat in Birchas Yitzchok. The Birchas Yitzchok, the tachlis of Birchas Yitzchok, is for those who are far from kedusha. That's why he intended it for Esav, knowing that Esav is far from kedusha. So Yaakovinu says, "I need it for the children. I need it for Doiris who are going to go away. And who will need to have his scarvus. They'll need to have a way to come back. How will they come back? Through the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gave." So now we understand. What did Esav say? Es birchosi lokach. He took my bracha. He took the bracha intended for me. He took the bracha intended for those who are vayt, who are far away from Kedusha. Es birchosi lokach. Now we can understand why it is that Yaakov Avinu was attacked by Sashel Esav. And Noga b'kaf yirechai. What's kaf yirechai? Dairus. The later generations. Because that's the whole time of Sashel Esav. I want a way to come back to Kedusha. I lost out on the bracha. Es birchosi lokach. And that perhaps it's also the tamach in the rice. It was pshat in tamach in the rice. Tamach in the rice are people who are oisik mechamemka, people in business. So they can't, because you're oisik mechamemka, you can't always be in the base medrash. You have to be oisik in your alma. So somebody is further from it, but he can come back. He's got birchas Yitzchok. So noga b'kaf yirecha, he understands. Sashel Esav understands. And that fits in with the Svasemes of Yitn Cholakim. He says, Yitn v'yachsev Yitn. It means when the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us Gashmias, what does he give it for? He gives it so that we can use the Gashmias for the sake of Ruchnias. Therefore, we give it back. Yitain, he gives it to us. V'yachsev, then the Yidus go gives it back. V'yitain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives again. It's a cycle. I receive the Gashmias from the Rebbeinu Shem, I give it back Laman Hashem, and then he gives me more, and then I give it back, and he gives me more, and I give it back. That's V'yitn L'cholikim. So the Kavon of Yitzchak Avinu was this Brocha, Yitn L'cholikim, because the Tamach in the Raisa, as it was intended, the Yaakov Esav should be Yisachar Zvulun, the Tamach in the Raisa, they're going to receive Gashmias. And what will they do with it? They'll use it only Laman Hashem. Yitn V'yachsev Yitn, Yitn L'cholikim. With this, we can also approach the other questions. What's the nekuda in what's the bio in this vayorches reach begodov, reach boigdov? The reach boigdov, those who are traitors, those who aren't faithful to Torah, they need birchas Yitzchak. He gives the bracha as soon as he's margish, the yokum ishtroyrois, the yoysa mashisa. That's when Yitzchak Avinu gives the bracha. That's also pshat in Yaakov Avinu is msachin tfilas arvis. Tfilas arvis is reshus. Why is tfilas arvis reshus? So someone says, it's because you can only get somewhere with ishtoikikus. In choshech, in the darkness is the real test of where you're holding. In the Zman HaChoshech, in the Zman of Ikvus and Mashiach, the time of Hevel Mashiach, in the darkness you see, does a person really want? So Tfilas Aris is reshus. It's not chayva. Because you can't have a shaychus to this tefillah unless you're on the darga of reshus, of wanting. That I want to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. I've got such a big cheshik to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom, despite the hester, despite the darkness, despite the complete inability to fathom anything, he still wants to return. That's Akedas Yitzchak. In the same way that Avraham Avinu B'Shas Akeda had no way to understand any resolution of the two things because they contradict one another totally. It can't be Ki B'Yitzchak Korach Hazara and Mitzad Sheni Ba'aleu La'Oilo. It makes no sense at all. But that absolute Hizbatlus, that's Mokam HaMizbeach. Because Mokam HaMizbeach, it says, the earth of Mokam HaMizbeach is the earth from which Adam Rishon is created. So therefore it's Tikkun Chetei Tzadas. Because what was Chet Eitz Hadas was the inability to completely submit to Rotzon Hashem, to completely be Mevatel Das HaOdom. So in Geula, there's a return to Beis HaMikdash, there's a return to Har HaBayis, there's understanding of what is the koyach to come back to Har HaBayis. The Umo Yisraelim understood they can't go into Har HaBayis, they could only go in if it's Mehem Tchilo. They understood that the whole ruchniyistika vulnerability, the spiritual weakness in Har HaBayis, will only be exposed through Klal Yisrael. It's all Toilon Klal Yisrael. So they send in somebody to steal from Beis HaMikdash, to take out Menorah Shel Zov. They understand that the it's the Boigdov. But what they don't understand was the emes. That V'yorach Yisrech B'god of the Boigdov didn't put Yitzchak Avinu off giving the bracha. On the contrary, that made the Vayivarcheyu. The whole Vayivarcheyu only came from that. That the whole of the mahus of Klal Yisrael is this hachno, this absolute bitladas, which is ultimately going to be mevatel sinas chinam, the period in Klal Yisrael, which will ultimately cause each person to say to himself, I've got no one to rely on, I've got nothing to rely on, I am nothing. Mo'onu mechayenu, mechazdenu. And the massacres this week, they make every single person so scared, and so nervous, and so frightened, and so aware of our absolute dependence on Boreh Olam Rachmi Shemayim, that itself brings Geula. The Pshat in Chevle Moshech, in the same way that Chevle Leida prepare the woman for birth, the Chevle Moshech do the same thing. So Yasi B'Torim Eschasodim can understand this way as well. This is the final Chiddush for this morning. Yasi B'Torim Eschasodim is Matzah from Chevle Moshech. Why? Perhaps it means, or one could understand it to mean, not that they're two separate things, Yasik B'Toyer V'Gmas Chasodim. Yasik B'Toyer V'Gmas Chasodim B'Yachad. It's the two things together. If a person's Torah is for himself, they're still Yeshus. If a person's Oisik M'Gmas Chasod without the Torah, they're still Yeshus. There's still a self, there's still a me. There's no Hizbatlus. But the Hizbatlus which is required for Geula requires that Torah and Chasodim is together. That it's the two things together. It's not that each one is a skula. It's that the Torah is the Achnol Lifnei Hashem to be Mevatel my Das, the Das HaMokoim in Torah. And Gemilas Chasodim, because he gives his Torah away, because he teaches, because he shares his thoughts, like Mor says that the Hashneit HaMilchom Hador Mirachas Ve'inu Noichem Zeb Zeb Halocha Echad Meisu Echad Goyla. What's the terrible thing that Echad Meisu Echad Goyla? The answer is each one is Mevatel the other one. Each one is saying to the other one, you don't count. I'm not interested in you because I've got my own ideas. That's the pshat in Bittel of Chevre Mashiach. Shvi Zoyche, that's the schuss of this Yeshua Hashem Karef Ayin, Mashiach Tzkein, and here with me.